This is the World War II Radio Podcast.
A date which will live in infamy.
This is London.
We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Go ahead, Berlin. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Welcome to the World War II Radio Podcast. The goal of this podcast is to present the original radio broadcast from 80 years ago during the days of the war, with the occasional more recent radio program about the war. Today, we have the April 30th, 1944 episode of Soldiers of the Press. In this episode, Frank Hewlett tells the story of Merrill's Raiders in Burma. The series ran from 1942 to 1945 and featured United Press reporters sharing their frontline accounts of the war. During the war, the United Press, a competitor to the Associated Press, had correspondents throughout the globe, and they would share their experiences in this series. The World War II Radio Podcast is a Brick Pickle Media production. If you like the show, please leave feedback on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Be sure to visit our website at brickpicklemedia.com/podcast, where you'll find links to past episodes and other information. So thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy today's episode of the World War II Radio Podcast.
Soldiers of the Press. Hewlett reports again. On Merrill's Raiders.
Where are our planes and the men they promised us? How long can Bataan hold out?
The world was told the story of Bataan by United Press correspondent Frank Hewlett.
Get that stuff aboard.
The launch is waiting, sir.
Thanks, son. Are the others ready?
At the dock, sir.
This is the first time I've ever walked out on my men.
You're not walking out, sir. The rock will still be here. And so will we, waiting for you to come back.
I pray you'll hold out.
We will, sir. Meanwhile, you'll be wherever you're going, building a powerful expeditionary force of Americans to come back and pay off those filthy Japs.
I won't let you down. I won't let our country down.
And the men here on Corregidor won't let you down, sir.
Frank Hewlett was on Corregidor. His eyewitness accounts of the battle were dramatically told to readers and listeners of United Press. His stories of the evacuation of the essential military staff, of the hopeless fight of the men left behind, are journalistic tributes to the valor of those Americans. Hewlett has followed the war in the Pacific, from Bataan to Corregidor, to Australia, to New Georgia and New Guinea, now into Burma. Frank Hewlett, the only civilian correspondent among a hand-picked force of jungle fighters, fighters who knife their way 200 miles through savage jungle and beat the Japs at their own game.
This is Frank Hewlett with Merrill's Raiders in northern Burma. Who are these Merrill's Raiders? They're hand-picked men, veterans of the early fighting in the Pacific. From Guadalcanal, New Georgia, New Britain, the Solomons. You probably know these boys, know them from your hometowns. You folks from the south, you're sure to know this fella.
Shucks, these jungle rains ain't nothing. You all got to come on down home early spring sometime and watch it pour. Yeah, and watch the Mississippi spill over. Man, that's rain.
And you folks in the west, in the Dust Bowl, here's a chap you'll recognize.
My pa spent his life trying to draw water onto our land so as we could grow something. Pa and I used to stand out in the field, dry as my tongue is right now, pray for the miracle that had turned that parched dirt beneath our feet into mud. Doggone. Here I am thousands of miles from home, knee-deep in mud, where it ain't no good at all.
And there's the lieutenant from New Hampshire. Robert is his name. He taught in a little country schoolhouse.
Many's the time I had to wear snowshoes to get to school. Amos Terwilliger used to hitch up a big barn sled, hoist his and all the neighbor's children aboard, and with bells jingling in the crisp wintry air, taxi him back and forth through snow too deep to walk on. Hey, Sarge.
Yes, sir?
What's the temperature?
106.
Oh, cooling off, isn't it? Whew. And I was brought up with earmuffs sewed onto my hats and warm bricks in my bed.
These are Merrill's Raiders. You haven't heard from them till now because they've been mighty busy training. General Merrill really knows the Japs. He was a military attaché in Tokyo for 2 years before Pearl Harbor. Some time ago, he sent to the South Pacific for volunteers, for men to train for this Burma campaign. He taught them all the tricks he had learned in Japan, and he added a few of his own. Ideas that were to carry his brave raiders out of battle victorious.
I can climb a tree and swing through the jungle sky like Tarzan.
I never used a knife for anything else but cutting food and carving my initials where I shouldn't. But now, brother, I can just use a knife.
Only I can move through the jungle quieter than the spirit of Hirohito's ancestors.
I can pitch a grenade like a big leaguer and show any Jap a few pointers when it comes to jiu-jitsu.
I can fight and maintain my normal strength at 120 degrees.
Merrill's raiders can do everything they say they can, and much more. And so, after weeks of arduous training, Merrill's raiders are ready to meet the enemy. Ready to plod 200 miles through the jungles of northern Burma to stage their first raid on the Jap outpost of Wallabum.
Joe, drop back. See how far behind those mule packs are. We need mortars.
Sure hate to go in there without some heavier gun cover. When do you expect them mules to be here?
Oh, hours ago. It's 6 o'clock.
That's when we should have gone in.
I know. But we've been so many days getting here, another few hours won't make much difference.
Checking on the mules, sir. We're at least an hour off.
Okay, Joe. Get to the top of that tree and tell me what's going on in the Jap garrison. I don't think they know we're here yet.
Yes, sir. And I think I ought to run this line up and sort of establish a permanent observation post.
Yeah. Good idea, Joe. This is as good a spot as any. Get going. Clem, tell the men to get as much rest as they can.
Yes, sir. Here's your lead. He was about ready to report.
Thanks. Joe, can you hear me?
Sure, I can hear you, sir. Now, here's your first finger on Wallaboom. The village is laid out like a triangle, strong emplacements of three columns. Long, low barracks connecting each other like an old blockhouse wall. Now, the camp is awake. Every man is up and about.
Where would you say headquarters is located?
Just a second, I'll look around.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there it is. I spotted it. Now, way back at the far end of town. It's a square native hut, rather large. Sentries all around, about six of them. Just saw a couple of officers go in.
Roads? What about roads?
Well, the town's laid out pretty well. The street's muddy, but fair condition. Main road runs about 100 yards to our left, passes over a bridge, bends right, runs through town, and then heads south and west into the jungle.
And how about communications?
Well, sir, they look pretty good. Branch into three directions, southwest, west, and due north.
You sure about that southwest line?
Absolutely.
They must have just hung that. It doesn't show up in my air shots. The wire party must still be out there.
Now, are you looking at the pictures dropped last night?
Yes.
Well, how did they figure with the lineup I gave you?
Perfectly. Except for that southwestern wire.
Well, maybe they expected us.
I don't know. But I'm going out to stop that wire party. Joe.
Yes, sir?
Get through to the colonel. Tell him I'm taking a patrol after the wire party. If our shots carry, you fellows toss the garrison everything you have.
Well, what about the mortars? We need them.
By the time we engage the Japs, the mule packs will be here.
Okay, sir. Good luck.
Clem.
Yes, Lieutenant?
Pick two men with Tommies, plenty of grenades, and come with me. We're going after a Jap wire party.
Yes, sir. Anderson.
Yes, sir.
Spitzer. Let's go, boys. We're going out of them on a patrol with the lieutenant.
You all set?
Yes, sir. We're ready.
Yes, all right.
Now, fellows, here's the idea. The Japs are stringing a new wire to the southwest. We've got to knock it out. And get those engineers, too.
There's a wire, sir. See it?
Yeah. Keep low now. When we're right under, Anderson will go up and clip it. Then we'll follow the line till we meet the party.
Anderson?
Yes, sir. Get up there and cut that wire.
Sure enough.
Here I go. Right. Make it snappy, Anderson.
Look out below.
Get down here, quick.
They spotted us, sir.
Nothing for us to do but keep moving, following the line. No talk. Just shoot the first thing that moves.
Hey, Ben! Hey, Ben!
It's Yanks.
Or some of Stuwell's Chinese.
Or a Jap trick. We'll soon find out.
Straight ahead. See them?
There.
Yeah, like I said, they're Chinese.
Chinese nothing. They're Japs, and one of them is set to throw a grenade.
Holy smoke. You shot the grenade right out of the guy's hand and knocked off the four of them.
A shot knocking a grenade out of a guy's hand?
I never saw a shot like that in my life.
And you never will again if we don't get out of here. The place will be lousy with Japs in 2 minutes.
They've opened up. The mules must have got through with the guns.
Oh, boy, it's got it. Come on, come on.
Yes, the first engagement for Merrill's raiders had started. The mule packs with mortars and light artillery arrived just as the Japs started shelling our installations. They heard the lieutenant's skirmish with the four Jap engineers and opened up with everything they had. The lieutenant and his party got back to join our company as the shooting was just beginning to warm up.
Damn it! Jams! The ball towed the bridge heading this way!
Okay, men. Take direction from Joe. Then as the first Japs are halfway across the bridge, drop it on them. Mortars 1, 2, 5, and 7. Get your direction from Joe, then dump it on.
I'm moving out of the bridge now. Steady, fellas. You got your range. 1/4 L 6/3 7. Steady. Steady. Now.
Fire!
Lined the shore with machine gun fire and smacked down those Japs as their feet touched the water. Japs are a crazy enemy, a determined enemy. No sooner would one face fall into the water than another Jap would appear from nowhere, until the little river ran crimson with their blood. And when Merrill's raiders stormed the Jap garrison on the other side, they had to hurdle 600 dead Japs piled high on the banks. Merrill's raiders are moving on through Burma, cutting into Jap garrisons, communications, ambushing the enemy, kidnapping their officers, supplying partisan guerrillas with guns and ammunition. Sleeping briefly, wrapped in the orange, blue, and white parachutes that flutter to ground with food and supplies dropped by friendly aircraft. Merrill's raiders are fighting now. At this very moment, while you are hearing their story, the guns of Merrill's raiders are blazing.
You have just heard Hewlett Reports Again, the story of that brave band of American volunteers fighting in Asia, Merrill's Raiders. Other United Press correspondents are on the world's battlefronts and in world's capitals, ready to flash you the news whenever and wherever it happens. We will present another in this thrilling series, Soldiers of the Press, soon. Be sure to listen.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode of the World War II Radio Podcast. We hope these old-time radio programs entertain and help you learn more about what Americans experienced during the war 80 years ago. Be sure to visit brickpicklemedia.com/podcasts for past episodes and more information